Tomorrow is the 100th anniversary of the birth of the writer Christopher Isherwood. Born in England, he lived much of his life in Southern California, where he died in 1986. Here's book critic David Kippen.
Those tempted to write off Christopher Isherwood as anything but intensely relevant to the world today owe themselves a minute with the following paragraph. Isherwood wrote, "Am I afraid of being bombed? Of course, everybody is. But if I fear anything, I fear the atmosphere of the war, the power which it gives to all the things I hate, the newspapers, the politicians, the Puritans. I fear the way I might behave if I were exposed to this atmosphere. I am afraid I should be reduced to a chattering, enraged monkey, screaming back hate at their hate." Isherwood wrote this in his diary for January 20th, 1940. But it should strike a wartime chord today with all who want this year's election over almost as much as they want it won, who fear they wouldn't hear sense even if their opponents started speaking it, so reduced to chattering, enraged monkeys have we become. War shadowed Isherwood's life even before he moved to Berlin during the Weimar Republic. His father died in World War I, and Isherwood grew up lonely, privileged, and prodigiously gifted. He spent most of the 1930s traveling back and forth between England and the continent, writing the Berlin material for which he's most widely, if not necessarily best, remembered. His novella Goodbye to Berlin became John van Druten's play I Am a Camera, and eventually the Kander and Ebb musical Cabaret. There's an irony to be mined from Isherwood's fame as the man whose work inspired the lyric What Good Is Sitting Alone in Your Room? He spent much of his life quite productively sitting alone in his room. The picture that emerges from his diaries reveals a companionable yet not quite gregarious creature, one who usually preferred a dinner party to a cocktail soiree. He was a virtuoso of the first impression, a man for whom no encounter was complete without confiding it to his notebook. Isherwood brought to friendship a formidable conversational talent. There's a great glimpse of him in his friend Gore Vidal's memoir, Palimpsest, where Vidal modestly tells him, "I am American literature." Isherwood replies, "I feared as much." The reputation of Isherwood's post-Berlin writing largely rests on two of his short novels, 1945's Prater Violet and 1964's A Single Man, which is dedicated to Vidal. Edmund White has called Prater Violet the best novel I know about the movies, and he called A Single Man one of the first and best novels of the modern gay liberation movement. The astute critic Brendan Bernhardt chimed in with yet another distinction, naming A Single Man his idea of the best L.A. novel. That's a lot of superlatives to throw around, but sentence by quiveringly clear sentence, Isherwood makes the case, if not to top these dubious lists, at least never again to be left off them.
David Kippen, a book critic for the San Francisco Chronicle and for Day to Day.